Trailer. Plywood porch rattling as the steel nails loosen in central New York's preposterous winters. You return to the scene of the crime, our crimes. Trailer that was ancient when you acquired it, purchased with pin money from your mother's tight fist. There it reposes, a corpse unburied, surrounded by the usual trailer park tropes. Broken bikes, barbecue grill full of a summer's worth of burger droppings, skirting, dangling like a cheerleader's homecoming tease. Do we repeat the past to understand, believe our own fairy tales, time's retelling of events, choices that shape our lives now? Encapsulated in that tin oasis, I was safe for the weekend from my rotten corporate comrades, could visit the thrift shops and mom-and-pop grocers that still clung to life. I could do laundry in-house, concoct exotic meals of salad and sea witch that your homeless twins would still never eat. We chased lobsters on my blood money budget, recharged my morale for another week's worth of soul rape by powers I sold the rights to. Your ragged life seemed simple then, though I know it was not. Fragments and evolutionary shift of your tectonic bones, cool breezes of loneliness, shock of abrupt booting after years of carnival trots. Your trailer door could be shut, and with electric, cable, a new video or two from the shop on the highway, plaid was the star of our passions, wood paneling the background noise for our auditions, popcorn, microwave, toaster oven, fish sticks, lake too big for either of us to swim around. I would be remiss if I didn't marvel at the thing itself, still standing, veteran of the resilient 70s, Vietnam-era escapee. I would be out of time if I wondered how our life together might have gone in reverse, me throwing myself on your snowy shore, grinding gears in your gravel welcome, invading the sanctuary of your exile, no longer a distraction but just another trailer park verse. I would be ungrateful if I neglected to note it has been more than a decade since you left, with hesitation, bravery, sorrow. You left it as you made so many other moves, peripheral blessings aside, hope for an end to insanity when all else had collapsed under the weight of all this love.